Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 134 of the Business Rescue Roadmap. I'm your host, Stacy Tuschel, and recently I was being interviewed for a book that I'll be featured in coming up in 2017. And I love getting interviewed because it really pulls out answers that you didn't know were inside of you and stories that you've never shared before. And one particular set of questions I wanted to share with you because I know how many of you out there might be going through a similar situation. And I've never really talked about it before in depth. Now, I shared a story of a time of frustration and really just confusion, not knowing what to do next. And a lot of times when I meet other mom entrepreneurs, you know, they're moms who decided they wanted to stay at home with their kids and build a lifestyle business around that. So kids came before their work did, right? So for me, I was an entrepreneur before I was a mom. And it was harder than I thought to transition to a mom entrepreneur. I had been running my business since the age of 18. So almost a decade had gone by before I was a mom. Now, the good news for me was I always knew that I wanted to be a mom. And I built that business in a way that gave me the flexibility and the freedom. Even though I run a brick and mortar business, I had created these systems and built a large team of about 40 people. So the business really doesn't need me to be in it to run it. I created a home office and I decided to work exclusively from home before the kids were ever on my radar. And I was a little nervous. I mean, I definitely will admit that. I love my business so much and I was definitely a workaholic, maybe still am. And I wondered, you know, how would I be as a mom? I mean, that definitely kind of concerned me a little bit. I'm one of those people that when I want something, I want it now. And when I decided to be a mom, unfortunately, things did not go really well for me. My first pregnancy, and I've shared this with some of you before, ended in a stillbirth when I was 8 months pregnant. And as you can imagine, I was devastated. And, you know, to make matters worse, it was a really tough time for me. It was followed by two miscarriages. That was about 2 years of my life, just really struggling. And it was definitely a rough place for me. And I was focused on becoming a mom. And that was all I wanted. You know, I wanted it so desperately. And when you tell me, you know, I can't have something, I want it even more, right? Like, I don't want anybody to take something away from me. So I want to work harder for it. And that's how I felt. You know, I felt like maybe things weren't meant to happen for me here. Fortunately, and finally, my fourth pregnancy brought me my little daughter, Tanner. And I took about 6 months solely focused on being a mom. And I honestly barely worked. My million-dollar business was running without me. And it was a really proud moment in my life. I mean, I was still bringing in income, but I was able to spend time with my little one and enjoy her, right? And around when she was 6 months old, I realized that I was kind of losing myself and my passion and the work that I had been, you know, so strong and so strongly actively working for. And I wanted to keep working. So finding a mix of being a mom and being an entrepreneur was a little bit more difficult than I expected. I think the hardest part for me was the mom guilt. And I'm sure many of you feel like this. I felt like I had to work from home while my kids were at home with me. And I did that for a little while until my daughter thought it was a game to, you know, come up to my laptop and slam it shut. And every time she saw me working, that was what she would do. And I knew this wasn't going to work. I decided something had to change. So at first I tried bringing in a nanny to our home. And that failed miserably because whenever I would take a call in my office, she would, you know, she'd hear my voice. My daughter knew I was home. So she would just come running up, banging on the door. So I would feel guilty and then I would just come out and pretty soon I'm hanging out in the living room with my nanny that I'm paying, right? So it just didn't make sense. So I had to let go of that idea. So then I decided to take her to daycare once per week. I felt horribly guilty and I still was almost a little embarrassed that my kid was going to daycare while I was at home. And I didn't even want to tell people because I thought they would think that was weird, that I should be with her, right? But it was this huge struggle for me because I wasn't getting enough done. And I honestly realized I was just caring too much about what other people thought about the situation. And not only that, but sometimes we build up in our heads what others think and nobody cares. Nobody's even paying attention, right? It's really what we're thinking. And I had to truly dig deep and understand that what I was doing was right for me. And that I had to let go of everything else, including that voice in my head telling me it was wrong to have my children in daycare. Now, when I started with this, it was just one day a week. And I wanted, you know, to see how much was I getting done? What could I do? I was so much happier. I was getting my life back and I was a better mom when the kids were home. So I decided to change it then to 2 days per week because it felt right for me. And it was gradually that this happened, right? Very gradual. Now, fast forward, my oldest is almost 4 and my little one is 15 months. They go to daycare 3 days per week. And the other 2 days, my husband watches them for me during the day, a couple hours in the morning, a couple hours in the afternoon. He works second shift, so he's able to help me out during the day. Now, I don't know why I wasn't having him help me sooner. I had to stop feeling like my business wasn't as important at his job. And, you know, it's just that another struggle I hear from other women, right? We feel like they're providing for us so much. So how can we ask them to help step up and watch the kids even more, right? When I hear my coaching clients talk about it, I can't believe the things that come out of their mouth, but that was me. I mean, that really was me. And that still is me from time to time. And that's why I wanted to share this story because I know this is common. Now you have to understand what you do is incredibly valuable and you are making an impact in so many people's lives and your children's lives. And it's not that you need to be selfish and think of you because even when you do that, you're still helping others. And I think it's so important to find yourself and do what it is that you were born to do. Because I can tell you, if I was just 100% a stay-at-home mom, it wouldn't be a good fit for me personally. For some women, it was what they're born to do, right? They should be at home. That is what they are meant to do. So my challenge for you today is I really want you to dig deep and I want you to do some soul searching and figure out what is it that you were truly meant to do? And what is a great fit for you and your family? So ask yourself, what is it going to take to get you there? And what steps can you take today to just get one step closer? Now, another question that I had to answer in this book was, what kept you going and what was your motivation? So this was a great question. I think for me, I knew that I could have it all, and that was really my motivation behind it. I might not have had it in that moment or ever have had it, but I knew that there was such a thing. I had seen it before. There are so many amazing female entrepreneurs out there that are moms that are doing it successfully, both of them. And I wanted to be one of them. I wanted to get myself back, but I also wanted to be an inspiration to my kids and show them the endless possibilities that they would have as they grow up as well. Now that I've been doing both pretty successfully, I mean, I definitely feel like I have a much better balance than I used to. I learned that I can be an amazing mom and an amazing entrepreneur building her empire, but for me, it happens at different times. So I can be present with whatever I'm doing. I'm a better mom when the kids are home and I can focus on my attention solely on them. And then I'm a better businesswoman when I can actually get to work and get things done when they're not home. I really stopped feeling guilty when I realized how much the kids actually enjoyed going to daycare and enjoyed that socialization, making new friends, you know, and that helps me know because I'm being a good mom when I'm working at home, right? It's not like I'm turning it off because, oh, okay, now I'm a business owner, right? I get to be both at all times. Now, my kids are in a nice, safe place and having a good time, and I have to just kind of let that go. And I'm telling you this because I want you to think about what you're doing and if you still have some of that guilt that you're holding on to as well. Now, in my journey, I found that I have a better balance and it just works for me now. That doesn't mean it will feel right in a different season or a stage of my business. You know, I'm a work in progress. And as I change, the business change, you know, and as we get through different seasons with the kids and with the business, things are constantly evolving. Since then, you all know, and with my story, I've added my online coaching business to the mix of this, everything else that I'm doing. And at one point, my brick and mortar just, it felt too, I don't know if I should say self-run, if that's possible, but I really decided that it was time for more growth. And it's just amazing how far things have come. And I'm just really grateful and feel truly blessed that I'm able to continue to challenge myself and take on new things as I continue to, you know, focus on my children as well. My number one piece of advice for someone that might be in a similar situation, I just really think that you need to do what is right for you and your family. And, you know, just don't worry about what other people are doing. And that might be full-time daycare 5 days a week for you. That might be grandma watching them a few hours each day or swapping services with another friend. My sister and I feel guilty always asking our parents to babysit because they're constantly helping us out. So we decided once a week we'd help each other out when needed. So I'll take her little one and he can play with his cousins and then vice versa. So we really kind of swap. Now, we do this every week for date night because doing something for me is what really recharges and helps me come back to work even stronger than before. Now, I want you to think of this too, because when I say date night, you're thinking, okay, I thought we were talking about work and the kids. You have to think of this too. Sometimes we're so focused on the kids that we forget about our spouse and we forget about that relationship too. So it's really, really important to have that alone time so that the two of you can reconnect and that you're not always, you know, kind of passing through the night and not seeing each other and connecting. So that's really important for me as well. Now, before you go, if you are a female entrepreneur who is kicking butt at home and at work, doing bigger and better things in 2017, and you're interested in joining a group of mastermind women that I'm kind of throwing together here, there's 12 female entrepreneurs that we're going to be connecting. If you are interested, please reach out to me immediately. Now, this program might already be filled by the time you're listening to this, because we had it open recently and we're closing it soon, and we start right away in January. So if this is something you're interested in, please email me right away at info@stacytushel.com or private message me on Facebook, or if you're in our Level Up community on Facebook, leveluptribe.com, get in there and tag me and make sure that you get information on this. I can't wait to have this, to get on this incredible journey with these women. And I'm looking forward to working so closely with them, or hopefully maybe you, if you're listening. If this sounds like you would be interested, please make sure to check it out. Contact me right away. And if you need anything, I am here. We can jump on a call as well. All right, everyone, have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you very soon. Thank you so much for listening to the Business Rescue Roadmap.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is my go-to audiobook tool of choice, and I listen to my Audible app every day. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap. Again, that's audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap for your free audiobook today.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytushel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.